Nashville Music Minute today brought to you by Partner ProTech Services, providing residential, agricultural, and commercial electrical services. With the latest in Nashville news, it's Nashville Dawn.
Hey, Dave. Luke Combs was at Jack Trice Stadium recently.
He was.
Yes. And he had a massive turnout. He was at Lambeau Field.
Yes.
Where your beloved
Green Bay Packers.
Yes, they play.
He did a doubleheader, I think.
Okay.
Played Friday and Saturday at Lambeau.
He marks the single highest concert attendance for a standalone music artist in a stadium's entire history. So,
wow.
51,981 fans.
Wow.
And that's also impressive. I'm sure he brought home a nice paycheck.
He did. I don't know about the I don't remember which night it was, but I remember one of the nights he brought out the offensive lineman and the head coach.
Oh, really?
For, one too many.
Uh-huh.
It's the one where he brings out somebody and then they shotgun a beer.
Wow.
He brought out the offensive line and the head coach.
I saw the video from when he was down in Norman, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And he was playing Ain't No Love in Oklahoma, and it was also raining, and there was severe thunderstorms.
Oh, wow.
Like in Oklahoma that night. So
that's crazy.
A very timely of that, yeah, that song and the weather. So
yeah, for sure.
Kind of a cool thing. Jelly Roll has recorded the official theme song for the 2026 Stanley Cup playoffs. New song is called Rise Up. I have not heard it. Have you, Dave?
I have not.
Okay. I doubt it's better than Raise Up by Petey Pablo back in 2001. North Carolina, gonna raise up. Great song. Takes me back to my high school days.
Jelly Roll also, I'm pretty sure he's got the World Cup song, so...
Wow.
A lot of
get
Jelly
all
Roll
those songs.
I
wasn't
don't
he
know.
On something else? Like it was something for the NFL? Like
no,
on
Shaboozy did the Thursday night.
Yeah, he did the Prime.
Yeah. I don't know if Jelly Roll has.
Maybe it was college football. Did they use it for like
maybe he had like
a song for some intro?
Yeah, maybe.
Anyway. Huh. Tim McGraw can't wait for the Super Bowl to come to Nashville in 2030 as Nashville is ready. We're going to give them the biggest and best Super Bowl that they've ever had and probably not book a country artist.
Yeah.
I added that last part.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously it's still, you know, 3-4 years away or whatever.
Uh-huh.
If they don't take advantage of that in Nashville,
uh-huh,
there will be riots in the streets.
Yeah. Hey, you a big fan of The Christmas Story?
Yeah.
The movie?
Yeah.
Remember when he worked so hard to get the thing and then he's like, oh, it's a crummy commercial?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like Lady Wilson. There's a billboard saying that she has lost her phone, keys, and wallet, and it's got the word lost on it. And so if you call it, you'll get a 25-second audio snippet of a brand new unreleased country track. So basically a crummy commercial to promote her new album.
So it says like lost, and then it's got a phone number to call.
Yeah, and then
and if you
she's
call
looking
the phone
for
number,
keys and stuff. So
and then if you call the phone number, it's a preview to one of her songs.
Yeah.
I think we could do a little better than
we
that,
should
Lainey.
Do a billboard that you're lost,
yeah,
and that if you find Dave, call 800-753-6101.
And then you'll get a crappy preview of the morning game start.
Yeah.
It'll be me talking about golf for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That is our Nashville Music Minute here on the Morning Kickstart.